Thank God.
Amen.
You know, in the eyes of God tonight, you're as saved as you'll ever be. That's right, in the eyes of God. He's already seen it to be, thank God, justified and glorified. Amen. But in this life, we're not yet saved from the body of sin, as far as the fact of we are saved from sin, but we still battle with it. And this body's going to drop one day, and we'll put on a body like unto his. And we won't have to fight with it no more. But I'm glad for that. Thank God for it. That's the worst enemy I have tonight. It's me and sin. I want to read a few verses from Psalm 119. We've been reading it there. We preached from it twice on Sunday. And I want to preach on this a little bit. God, give me liberty and help me. I just try to follow the Lord. I appreciate what Brother Shank said. And I'm glad, thank God, for the good testimony. In the book of Psalm 119, verse 9, there's a good question here. Wherewith thou shall a young man cleanse his way? Why does a young man need his way cleansed? Because he has sin problems.
That's
why you need cleansing. I think cleansing's daily myself. I say this, sin won't bother you as bad if you walk in the Spirit. It won't do it. Can I say it like this? If you walk in the Holy Spirit, the edge of it will be knocked off. Don't mean you won't battle with it mentally, but you won't submit to it as quick in your flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's just the way it is. And we give ourselves to the flesh, then that flesh becomes, my friend, wanting to take over this thing, because he said the flesh does lust against the Spirit. And I don't know if anybody, and everybody battles with sin. Everybody battles with hard things to deal with sometime in our mind, tribulations, temptations, and all these things. But the thing of it is, brethren, there is a cleansing fountain tonight. Amen. Jesus made it available. He knew we was going to sin. He knows we still sin. He said if we have fellowship with him, thank God we got to walk in the light. And then he said, thank God if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. It's nothing about it, brother. Listen, there will be fellowship with the people of God if you're saved and you're walking in the light of God. You don't want to walk in darkness. The reason people walk with dark people because they're living in darkness. Amen. Listen, if we take the light into the world, we might be around darkness, but the light's going to shine and the darkness is not going to comprehend it. Amen. I don't fit in with the darkness. Amen. Thank God I've got the light of God in me. Amen. I seen that lawyer the other day. Amen. Was talking to him and I, thank God, pulled a card out and I said, here, it'd do you good to come hear a Southern man preach. Amen. That's what I told him. And he said, that sounds right. I said, give it to him. Praise God. You don't know who might come. Amen. Jesus, thank God, preached to whoever was around. Amen. Listen, he said, the gospel's for every creature. He's no more, amen, important as the lowest man on the totem pole. Amen. Thank God, Jesus even said, go out and get the poor. Amen. Go get the poor. The God, he said, what did he say? Tell him the gospel being preached to the poor. And brethren, the poor don't have nothing. Amen. But thank God that Gentile crowd didn't have nothing. He said, but come. Amen. Thank God, come. Amen. There's room in the supper and come. Amen. They could come, Brother Joe, the Gentiles. Amen. Listen, the Jews rejected the invitation. Thank God, they was not bidden. They was no more bidden to come. That's what he said in Matthew, thank God, 22. But he did say, thank God, go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. I don't think he's talking about this kind of house. I think he's talking about the, amen, the house of salvation. Amen. That's what I believe. I believe, thank God, they was coming to eat, thank God, at the table, the banqueting table. Amen. And the king, thank God, and the king provided everything for them. They didn't bring nothing. Amen. And thank God, he provided everything for us. We don't bring nothing. He brings, thank God, he brings it. Amen. We come, thank God, looking for it. Amen. He don't need what I've got. He needs, thank God, he just needs me to obey him. Thank God, be obedient to him, thank God, and give, amen, my life to him. That's what he wanted. That's why he died. Thank God to save. Thank God a sinner like me, but thank God to have me. Amen. He just didn't die to save me. He died to have me. Amen. And brethren, when he saved me, thank God he took me in. Amen. And that's what it's about. Thank God is that relationship of Christ in us. And tonight, thank God he has me tonight. And I have him. But I didn't have him before he had me. He had me before I had him. And he'll, thank God, know tonight, thank God, in our life, praise God, that we love him. Amen. By our obedience, by why we, thank God, live for him. Amen. Listen, it's a whole lot easier to hear and not do as to hear and do. Listen, he said we ought to do it. Amen. That's right. Mary said what he says, you do it. Amen. James said, don't be a forgetful hearer. Thank God, listen and do it. Amen. If you can get somebody to do it, if the Holy Ghost ain't got to touch your heart and you do it, there'll be a whole lot more, thank God, seen in your life and my life. Amen. Instead of just coming and sitting and hearing, thank God, and thank God, and we ought to be doing what he said. And that's right, brother. Listen, thank God, he didn't write this book for multiple choice. Thank God, whether we want to do it or not, he give us a book, thank God, tonight that we'd obey him. Amen. And walk in his way. Amen. And so, wherewith thou shalt a young man cleanse his way? Amen. Listen what he said. He said, by taking heed. Amen. Amen. Taking heed thereof, thereto according to thy word. That word heed means, thank God, regard and attend to it. Amen. Walk in it, praise God. If I'm going to take heed something, I'm going to listen and I'm going to obey. Amen. Because, thank God, Noah moved with fear. Amen. He took heed to what God said. And he moved with fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his house. And if he hadn't moved with fear, he'd have drowned in it, friend. Even though God had already set a covenant up with him. And brethren, thank God he done what God said. But faith has an action in it. And thank God he just didn't believe it. Thank God he done something about it. And he went out and built an ark, thank God, to save his house. And brethren, tonight, that's the way it is. Amen. Listen, faith will cause you. Ain't got to do something about it. Amen. Listen, I know God's done it. But brethren, the only way the world's going to see him is our act of obedience. Thank God, as a child of God, that our faith is exercised. And men, thank God, will see your works by, thank God, your faith by your works. Amen. Amen. That's right. Ain't no need to say we're anything. We don't have to say it with our mouth. No, say it with the way we live. What did he say? By this, men shall know you're my disciples, because you have love one for another. Amen. That's a visible thing. It ain't just saying it, even though it's good to say it. But brethren, he said, don't love in word only, but in deed and in truth. And where are we going to get at this thing? Where are we going to be clean? By taking heed. That looks like to me that we obey him. Thank God. He said, where shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel? That the gospel's to be obeyed tonight. Amen. That's a life of obedience. And listen, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, me, if you love me, not... Ain't God my friend, anybody else, but if you love me, ain't God keep my commandments. It's the act of love toward him, because I thought about today, brethren, listen, I hear a lot of talk and a lot of preaching, but I thought about one man saying, ain't God, I think about the Lord Jesus, amen, coming to take, I thought about this, he took on a body of flesh, amen, listen, how do you think God felt, amen, when he was robed in flesh, and watch humanity sin and watch us go the wrong way, but he became one of us. Even though he was God in it, he still took all what we have. Amen. He left heaven to come here. Thank God he obeyed the Father. He come to do his will, and through and by that, thank God he died. Somebody said, why Jesus die? First of all, to do what God the Father said, he come to do thy will, O God. But also, thank God, to die for it, or to save sinful mankind, because he paid for their sin debt. Thank God that they would be saved. Amen. Thank God the cross tonight, friend, is where mankind, thank God, has a salvation. Amen. That's right. That's where it's at, brother. Amen. Listen, obedience. He obeyed the Father. The Bible said he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He willingly laid down his life. Thank God for sin once. And brother, he died to satisfy God's demand of judgment upon sin. And he died for that. And God said, praise God, I put it all on my son. Everything that happened at Calvary, I ordained. I set it up. Thank God that I could save a lost humanity. I threw the blood of my own son tonight. Amen. That's why he done it, thank God. Even though he used humans against him, he used the Roman government against him, he used religious people against him. They chose, amen, Barabbas, let him go. But brother Danny was all the will of God. Amen, he raised Judas up. Amen, for the purpose. Amen, of fulfillment of scripture. Thank God that he'd betray him. Amen, listen. Thank God for me, amen. Thank God that I can go free and be clean tonight and have life eternal and know what it is. Glory be to God to have eternal salvation and be saved and forgiven. That's why he did it. He foresaw it a long time ago. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Buddy, I'm telling you, wherewith thou? He said, a young man. That's what he said here. Thank God. Wherewith thou shall a young man cleanse his way? Listen, I looked up that word young in the scripture. And it does mean youth, but there's another word in there. It means servant. Servant. Wherewith thou shalt a servant or a young man be clean in his way. He said, by taking heed, thank God, to the word. Amen. You're going to have to take heed to what he said. I found out, brother, tonight. Thank God, if you're ever going to go anywhere with him, that you're going to have to take heed for what the Lord Jesus said. Amen. That's where it's at. It ain't, listen, we read it a lot of times and we don't take heed to it. We need to regard it and respect it and walk therein. Notice verse number 10. With my whole heart, thank God, not half-hearted. Amen, not half-hearted. How many times do we come in, thank God, half-hearted, and go through the routine of religion, and go through the routine of service, and say, well, he'll get up, we'll sing, and preach a little, and maybe a testimony, and maybe this. Where has the whole heart tonight? Amen. I can tell you tonight, that man preached with his whole heart tonight. You say, why it got in my heart? Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you, with my whole heart, with everything I got, with my whole heart, that means everything within me. It ain't talking about the organ beating in your chest. It's talking about the inward man. It's talking about the will, the emotions, everything it deals with. Thank God tonight we give everything to him. Amen. Listen. Thank God we come with a whole heart. Amen. Thank God on fire, there'd be something. Amen. God bless us tonight. He said, from with a whole heart have I sought thee. He said, I'm sought thee. I mean, I've sought thee. With a whole heart, I've sought. That word sought means I'm seeking after you. I'm going after you with my whole heart. Amen. Thank God, like old Jacob grabbed a hold of him. When God grabbed a hold of him, he said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. Amen. He just stayed with it. Thank God he wrestled the morning, brother. Amen. God knocked his hip out of joint. Amen. Hanging on to the Lord. Amen. Said, this is penal. I've seen God face to face. Amen. He said, I bless you. Amen. You ain't going to be called Jacob no more, but Israel. Amen. I'm going to bless you. But I ain't letting you go. God needs to bless me. Hey, God, where's that at in this hour? Amen. I don't want to leave it till you bless me. God, I'm going to stay with you till you bless me. Hey, God, that man was at the door. I need the bread. Hey, go back home. No, I ain't leaving. Hey, God, you get out of bed and give me that bread. Amen. That's where it's at. Hey, God, it ain't that God couldn't do it the first time. It best proof, thank God, of faith. Amen. And we got to stay with it till he blesses us. Amen. I'm as impatient as anybody in here. I want what I want and I want it now. Amen. God don't always act on that. Amen. Amen. Fruit don't always come on a tree. It don't come on a tree when you plant it. But after years of taking care of it, Thank God, and God putting sunshine and rain on it. Amen. One day you'll look out your back door and see blooms on it. Amen. Thank God that sap's a running through her. And all of a sudden you see that little apple on it. Amen. Thank God you see it get big enough. Amen. You go out and pick it. Thank God because it's ripe. Amen. You hold it up and say, right here. Ain't God took a long time, but I thank God for the fruit. I'm telling you, you're going to have to stay with it. If you want to see something from God, you just can't believe one time and not believe another time. Hey, listen. Thank God if you got your whole heart in it. Thank God that's when it'll be real. Amen. Notice this here. Oh, let it mean not wander from thy commandments. That word wander, listen to what it means. The word wander there means rambling here and there. Amen. That's what it said. Rambling here and there. There's no structure. There's no understanding. There's no goal. There's no desire. It's just going through religious motions, wandering around. Amen. I know people wandering their own life. Amen. They have no purpose. Listen, you know why people die early? And I know God's in charge of that. Because they have no purpose. You know why people give up in the church? There's no purpose. There's nothing that drives them. There's something you got to have before you to drive you tonight. Amen. That's why we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. So why did he say, run that you may obtain? People need a purpose. The purpose of God needs to be fulfilled in us. Amen. You've got to stir your pure minds up by the way of remembrance. There's things you got to see God's got me here for. Amen. Rather than me, people wondering. And they ain't aiming it much because they ain't hitting much. And you don't aim at nothing, you never will pull the trigger anyhow. Thank God one guy said, amen, I'm aiming to. He said, praise God, it's about time to shoot. Amen. Thank God, it's about time to do something. That's right, isn't it? Amen. I like what one old preacher said. Thank God, I'd rather fail trying than be a success at nothing. Amen. Thank God, that's right. I say amen to it. Thank God, I'm telling you, no man ever succeeded because, amen, he was good at it. It wasn't succeeding because my friend got the monopoly on it. I've had people say, I'd like to know the monopoly on it. I said, you probably never will. It's by faith, amen. But I'm telling you this, thank God we failed more than we succeed. We strike out more than we hit. But I'm going to keep swinging. I believe I'll keep swinging. Amen. Thank God I might hit it. Amen. I might even be the man. Thank God gets let somebody get knocked in with. Amen. Thank God get an RBI in the spiritual ranks. Amen. Maybe I won't. Maybe he'll say put a sacrifice in this thing. It won't count against you. It'll count for me. Amen. But listen. Thank God you'll never do anything unless you swing the bat. Don't let the fear of striking out keep you from doing anything.
Yeah.
God have mercy. Somebody said, I can't do that. That's why you can't. Paul said, I can. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's why I call on y'all spur of the moment. Thank God y'all to be ready anyhow. Amen. I mean to sing, testify, preach if you're preaching. Amen. That's right, brother. There's some people wouldn't call on because I know that they don't want called on. But brethren, listen. Thank God there's people, amen, in the church that ought to edify the local assembly. Because, brethren, listen, that's the way God set this thing up. He did not set this up in a program, amen. Well, we come in and we sing two songs, the preacher preaches, and we go back to the house. He wants you to get involved in it. He wants you to testify. He wants you to use what gift he gave you. He don't want me to do it all. Thank God this ain't a one-man show. Amen. The head's Christ. I'm in the body like you are. And you ought to be used for what God called you to do. Amen. I found that out. I mean, I thought, praise God, why am I doing all this? I told my wife one time, praise God, I ought to take the offering up and cover it all. But it wasn't the will of God. He had to show me that, hey, I got a body of believers there that's mature, that knows something, that's got the gift of God in them, and they ought to be doing something. All right? I said, that's right, Lord, you teaching me. Praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God taught me that, I said, I'm just going to step aside best I can, and I'm going to let God just use these people the way he wants to, and I'm going to stand the way the best I can. Amen. What's happened? Thank God we've had two to go out pastoring. We got a group of boys and young men over here playing the instruments. We got more people now that's grounded in the Word of God than they ever have been. We've got young people, thank God, I'm talking about youth, amen, that know something about the Bible. We got young couples, thank God, that can take the Bible and teach a class, amen. That's a blessing from God. You teach it to men that they might be able to teach others also, but you ain't going to teach a wanderer that's not faithful to anything, that don't do anything. Amen. Listen, I told God when I got saved, I wanted to learn the Bible. I want to learn this book. I never cared for it until I got saved. And I got in it, amen, and I didn't lay it down. Amen. Thank God, Mama said, you're going to Morganton. Thank God, if you don't get out of that Bible, amen. Well, I found out, thank God, she got saved. Amen. I'm glad she did. Brother, they don't understand that, but I'm telling you, when you get in, thank God, you'll want it. Amen. Amen. Mama's a good woman. She got saved in 86. Amen. I got saved in 83, late 83. And brother, listen, I got in that book. Amen. I'll go to her house. Thank God, read the Bible. Amen. She called me one day and said, Joey, now listen, this is going a little far. Amen. And I talked to her there, and she said, I talked to Grandma Hyatt, and she said, people can go crazy over it. Amen. And I told them, I said, well, I guess I'm a candidate. Amen. That's right. I guess I'm a candidate. Amen. Listen, I ain't crazy over it. Thank God, I'm telling you, Mama got in and got crazy over it. Amen. Thank God, if you get saved, you'll get crazy over it. Amen. He said, you're mad, Paul. Thank God, he wasn't mad. He spoke the Word of God. Amen. My mama likes preaching. She called me one night when that clapper come in here, and he was clapping all the time, you know. And thank God he got run out because somebody must have preached eternal security longer or harder than what he wanted to hear. Amen. That's what I think. Amen. He clapped about everything. I thought if I knew he had been a fall from grace man, I'd have got his clap shut short. Thank God a long time before it did. Amen. That's right. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. There ain't nobody going to help God keep them saved. No. Nobody. Right. Nobody. Right. And Mama called me and she said, I couldn't even hear that broadcast last night. I was trying to listen to preaching. She said, who is doing all that clapping? She said, was it you? I said, no. Wasn't me. She said, was it Danny? I said, no, you know Danny wasn't going to clap that long. Amen. Amen. I said, no, some fella come in on the back row and just started clapping. I said, I ain't, don't bother me. Thank God, maybe to keep people awake, what God might want to do with it. Amen. I don't know, but I said, thank God, amen. I can't say nothing to him. Amen. Thank God, there's them signs got put on your door. I wasn't here. Amen. That's on our door, the church's door. Amen. Said, these people believe in once saved, always saved. Amen. Was a teaching a lie. Amen. Listen, friend, you looking at one old fella here tonight, amen, that believes, thank God, when you get saved, you saved forever. Amen. You ain't saved a little while lost. Amen. There ain't nothing, friend, that can take me out of the hand of God. Amen. I believe in eternal salvation. Once saved, always saved, sealed in the day of redemption. I ain't got eternal security. I don't care what you call it. It's real. It's right. And I know grace put me there. Amen. It's the truth of God. I ain't wandering from it. I ain't guessed on it. God taught it to me before there ever was. I ever heard a preacher preach on it. I read John 10:28 through verse 30, Brother Todd. And he said, son, there ain't nobody can take you out of my hand. And there, listen, I'll say this and I'll tell you this tonight. There wouldn't be one person sitting in this church or any other church, which is the church, the people, that would ever enter the kingdom if they're going to have to go without ever sinning. The only reason that God looks at you is because he says you never have sinned because his son didn't. And you're in his son tonight. And he says, I accept my son. And inside of my son, in the body of my son, is Joel Hyatt. Amen. And I'm taking him because he's the only one, hey, God, that can represent me and call me perfect and holy and glorified. And thank God tonight. If you want to rejoice in that, go ahead, you can. Well, he said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Don't rejoice because the devil's a subject to you. That's something you're rejoicing in because you're doing it. Rejoice in what I've done. I put your name in the book. Amen. And he put it in there, thank God. And he ain't got no eraser on it. And he wouldn't have no reason to. Amen. That's right, buddy. Engraved in, thank God. Bless the Lord for it. Don't wander around. Amen. Know what you're shooting at. Thank God. I just wouldn't go unload my gun unless I was shooting at a target. A dog or something you didn't like. God have mercy.
Amen. I mean, if you shoot a gun, you're going to look at a target. I ain't a gunsman. I mean, these fellas in here, we got all kind of guns, and I'm glad for it. Amen. Back to Second Amendment. Amen. I'm a backer of it. I got a few guns. Amen. I've shoot at squirrels sometimes. Don't never hit them. Amen. I ain't a good shot. Amen. That's one reason I don't shoot. Ain't no need to shoot if you can't see it. Amen. But brother, I'm telling you what, I'm glad you shoot it. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I told my wife, I said, I ain't a gunsman and I really ain't got much violence in me. But if a man come in this house trying to cause trouble, I ain't got, I'd put the shotgun out and I'd say, don't go no further. Amen. If you're trying to harm my wife and me, right. Brother, listen, I'd do what I could for the Holy Ghost. I'd tell him I'd pray with him. But I ain't praying about this. If you keep a coming, you're going to get it. Yes, amen. That's right. I don't care what they think. Amen. I'd be scared to death. I'd probably be like Elmer Fudd. Amen. Scared to death. Shaking in my shoes, you know, with the gun. Amen. That's right. Hey, but listen. Thank God, buddy. Amen. Listen. Thank God at least you know what you're shooting at. Amen. Don't wander around. Why are people wondering today? They don't know what to do, where to go, or nothing. Yeah. Brother Todd is sad. I mean, you talk to people, they say, I don't know what to do in this. I said, what? Well, I think the Lord would be the first one you ought to go to. They said, well, they don't even know who he is. They don't know who he is. Why do we go to other people before we do him? That's because we're wondrous. We're trying to come up with an answer before we take it to the one that's got it. And I'm going to tell you what he's going to do, and he's done it in my life. He allows you to do that. He allowed a woman to go around 12 years with an issue of blood that she heard about him. And brother, she spent every dime she had on doctors. And she reached through the crowd that day and touched the hem of his garment. Thank God, as soon as she did, her blood was dried up and she is healed. Amen. She didn't keep going to them doctors. She didn't have enough money to go. You always drain your own resources before you go to him most of the time. I'm talking about myself. God have mercy on us. I'll say this, I'm through, I ain't going to preach the rest of thy word. If I hid in my heart and mind not sin against thee, that means store it up. You know, I was thinking about this. I heard Brother Joe praying another night and the Holy Ghost convicted me. And when he prayed something that I knew had to be supernatural. I knew what he prayed, if it took place, God would have to supernaturally do it. And God told me this. He said, you know, your prayer life ain't with a lot of faith to believe I can do exceeding more than you ask or think. I remember this a long time ago. Miss Frances Parker, she come to this church and she always had a lot of physical issues with shingles and different things like that. But buddy, if she got in the car singing, it healed her. I've seen her come in and hold her head and say shingles, and we'd have her choir up here and she'd get to singing about that mansion on the hilltop, and it just healed her. She'd always say it like this. She'd say, preacher, when I come in, I felt bad, but I feel so good now.
Yes, that's right.
And if you ask her, do you believe God can do anything? She'd say, oh, yeah, I believe that. But you know what's robbed us today from believing like that and having that kind of healing? Our own self.
Yes, that's right.
Our own self. We got to get back to it. We just got to get back to faith and believe in God and quit trying to think it out and wonder it out and have this intellect in us that we've got an intellect of man and still the way of God, and his ways are past finding out and his ways are above our ways, and we're never going to get see much until we get to believe in him again.
Amen.
And how many times do you pray a day and most of your praying is things you know God's already doing? How many times do we pray and say, Lord, they need a miracle. God, would you touch that young man in the church and put something on him? I remember one time I was praying, the Holy Ghost told me, you pray that woman shouts.
Yeah.
And son, one Sunday she got happy and started clapping her hands and just clapping her hands and rejoicing, and it hit me. That's what I prayed. Do you not think you can pray, thank God, things into people that God knows is in his will to glorify him, and that actually they would not do unless God done it? Where's our praying at? What is it? Is it believing God for the supernatural? Or is it just believing him for natural things that he does every day? Lord, protect us. That's a good prayer. I pray it daily. The protection of God. But did I pray today that God would visit somebody and do something supernatural inside of them that would change them? Yes. Cause them to have great joy. Cause them to come into worship. Thank God, overrunning with the joy of Christ that would get on us. That would be somebody that, thank God, that it wouldn't even think about it happening upon. And they come in and doing that. And brethren, listen, the whole church is a marvel. And it moves the house of God. Just praying and asking God.
That's right.
Our faith is short and weak. We don't believe him much for nothing that only he can do. But why are we praying to him if we don't believe him?
Yes,
he's all God and he's all able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. God help us not to wander in our mind away from who he is and what he can do for our soul. That's right. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing. God bless you. Justin, pray for us tonight.